But first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanda Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanda.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hard to believe that fall is just around the corner, right? Like, here we are, middle of August. I know we still have some summer left, and technically fall doesn't start until, you know, the third week of September. So there's still over a month, but time to look at some fall travel trends and things like that. What are you finding with, we're going to talk about a couple of the surveys here, a couple of places that people are looking at, but I'd like to compare notes from what the surveys are saying compared to what you're finding. So let's talk about first some of the things that the surveys are saying. Where are people looking to go and what are they doing?
Right. So it appears that, you know, fall is a good time for people to travel, in their opinion, because, you know, they think that the crowds are over from summer. The weather, as far as the heat, should be lessening. So less crowds to navigate. And it's very interesting that not only fall, but fall and beyond has stirred people's interest in travel, because I'm finding that people are looking at 2025 and beyond, and especially with river cruises, which are really popular, the trips aren't that big, so they do fill up quickly. So we're even looking into 2026 there. And Africa's big on my clients' list. People want to go to Africa, and if they don't book soon, some of the nicer or the most popular camps, which again aren't that big, will sell out. So yeah, not just fall, but beyond. People are still having that interest to go.
Yeah, I think it depends on the destination. And as you say, the type of trip that you want. If you want a river cruise, yeah, you really do have to book farther out because, like you said, the options are limited. The ships are smaller. And some of those exotic places, like maybe an African safari, it's not one of those things you can book last minute. And I guess maybe that's what we're talking about here, people. And I agree. I think fall is the best time to go. Fall and spring, because it's what they used to call shoulder season. I don't know if there is such a thing anymore, because the crowds are less, the weather is more bearable if you don't like the heat, and just all those things, right?
Yes, absolutely. So, and it's interesting, the different destinations that if you aren't going on like a river cruise or exotic destination, as you say, which is coming out as like a very popular choice, which is Italy. And Italy has so much attractions to draw: the wine, the food, the history and the culture, and just being able to, you know, go from place to place. Now, one of the, you know, always one thing that triggers people to go to different destinations is seeing it on a TV show or seeing it in social media. And I haven't seen the show. I don't know if you have, but have you seen The White Lotus?
No.
It's driving the popularity of Sicily. That's where like the first show happened. Mm-hmm. It's having a significant impact of people want to go there, but it's also increasing the prices because there is, you know, it causes a shortage of affordable places to stay. But Sicily is an up and coming emerging destination, you know, and people see it on TV and they think, yeah, I want to go there. So, so yeah, I have to check this show out and see if it's amazing. I think it's in its third season. It goes to different destination, and every destination it goes to, the popularity of that destination increases. But another, but that's just the way. So, you know, media can really affect people's, I guess, trends, for the lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. But another place that is continuing in popularity, even though the prices are high, is Japan. Mm-hmm. And Japan, whether you're on a cruise or whether you go and you do a land tour, or, you know, you explore the destination on your own, it's drawing people to go, not just during the beautiful blossom season, but other times of the year. So, It has a weaker yen compare, in comparatively speaking. Our Canadian dollar isn't that strong, so sometimes somebody else's low currency doesn't really affect, how much it does cost us to go as Canadians. But transportation, food, and activity costs are reasonable. But because again, a lot of people are going to this destination, they've seen a big increase in accommodation costs that isn't really offset by the weaker yen. So again, it has to do with the bank buying rate as well, the inventory levels. If it's a busy destination, there's not a lot of accommodation. The activity rates go up as far as, excursions and such. I still think you should book far in advance to get the best rate. Like, last minute travel, you think that there would be, as in the past, lower prices, but it doesn't always equate to that.
No, that's true. And I don't know for sure if this is last minute travel. People may have already booked this, like maybe in the spring. One of the surveys we can refer to is a travel insurance marketplace company called Squaremouth, and they've broken down a who's doing the traveling? And no surprise, the baby boomers are leading the travel with almost half, like 47%. And that's up from last year. And then Gen Z, the smallest percentage. And it's easy to see why. It's the boomers have the money and the time, and Gen Zs don't.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And yeah, so it's interesting because another company that's come out with it's a separate company called from Virtuoso, and that's a global luxury network of travel advisor. And they're revealing that, sales are up for fall, for 27% versus 2023, and bookings are up 23% compared to last year or to last fall. So it shows that, yeah, for their survey, that the popularity is showing again Italy, but also second place is the United States, and then it's rounded out by France and Mexico, the United Kingdom, Spain, and even Canada made the list. So that's kind of exciting. And I would say that it would be true because our dollar, compared to other currency, is low. So you get more bang for your buck when you come here.
Oh, for sure. Like Americans and the people over in Europe, yeah, they're getting good value for their dollar, that is for sure. Any other things? Like again, I go back to you're saying most of your clients are looking long term, that kind of thing. There's anything else that stands out about what people are kind of doing? When it comes to money, is it an object now, or are people kind of blown their budget and blown their COVID savings?
I think money is always going to be a consideration. It just depends on what your budget is. You want to get value for your money. You want to know that what you're spending, you're getting a good return for. So what I'm seeing a big trend is still group travel or multi-generational family travel. So there's savings in going as a group that, with working with a travel professional, that they can look at the different optics for you to see where they can give you the best value for your vacation and your budget dollar. So again, there's different ways that maybe it's not really the dollar savings, but what you're getting for your dollar that's really more important to people right now as far as their return, because they really want to experience the destination in its fullest.
Yeah, good point. And I think when it comes to group travel, it's the boomers traveling with the Gen Zers, and the boomers are paying for it.
Thank God for grandma and grandpa.
Onanda Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Thanks, Onanda.
You take care. Have a good week.